Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, Steve, I don't know, man. Ever since you joined TikTok.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean.
Danny just joined TikTok, I saw.
You were on before Danny.
I did.
That's insane.
Oh, yeah. I'm on top of these things, man. I'm like one of the kids that the people talk about, those kids.
You're on top of the talk.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I've done zero on TikTok, though. I've just posted videos of my child.
Oh, I got a new thing for you, man.
Okay, what's that?
It's a new TikTok thing, and it is basically using a nail file to reshape your teeth.
Weird. I tried this. Oh, what?
What?
Okay, I tried this when I was a kid. Because I got made
Did
fun
you
of
really?
Well, because I made fun of my big teeth and all that. So I was like, you know, Mom, can I borrow your nail file? And she's like, well, what do you need it for? And I said what I was going to do, and she told me I was an idiot, and she would not give it to me. So I never got to really do it.
Yeah.
But then she brought me to the dentist, and they actually did it, because it was like they were a little bit longer. And it was like, why don't you just ask us? We would ask the dentist to do it, because they can do that for you. And I was like, oh, I was too embarrassed to bring it up.
So they actually did file your teeth down.
A little bit. Yeah, not a lot, but enough to make it where I was like, okay, I'm way more at peace with these now. These
things. Wow. All right. Yeah. I didn't realize they could do it, because people are doing it on their own and dentists are not happy about it.
Yeah, because apparently, like, even my dentist, when he also echoed what my mom said, and that I was an idiot for even thinking of trying to do that, because, like, you can only go so far before you start hitting stuff that could be a potential issue.
Yeah, it's hurting my teeth just thinking about that right now. Like, hitting a root or something by accident.
Something, yeah. Yeah, they're, there's an orthodontist. His name is Ben Winters. He saw these TikTok videos, and he's like, yeah, you don't want to do this. This is really risky.
This is actually something we do. It's called enamelplasty, okay? And us as dentists and orthodontists, we do this with a lot of people, okay? But you need to know specifics before you can do stuff like this. Can't do this by yourself with a nail. It looks like she has a nail file she's using to do it. Everybody has a set amount of enamel, okay? And that set amount of enamel, once you go through it, you hit your nerve and blood and pain and nastiness. It's just terrible. You don't want that.
Mm-mm. No!
I almost did that.
Jeez, dude.
I'm so glad my mom was...
I just
quick to tell me how stupid I am.
I guess there's just a lack of knowledge of what your tooth is to think that, oh, this is just a solid hard thing through and through. So what's the problem?
I mean, honestly, when I was a kid, I thought, oh yeah, there's probably like a ton of like hard tooth part before you even get to the nerves. That's what in my mind I was thinking. This doesn't seem too crazy.
Yeah, do people even know they got nerves in their teeth? Because that's why I would never mess with it. Because just try a piece of aluminum on your filling.
Don't do that. Mm-mm. No,
you'll know that you got nerves in there.
Yeah. That happened to me once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and after that happened, I've never been more cautious about opening anything with tinfoil on it. Like if it's like a chocolate bar, like a crunch bar. I think that's when it happened. I bit into like a crunch bar with the tinfoil.
Oof.
And it was just like, oh.
Now, here's what I'm wondering, though. I wonder, I thought it was the fillings, the metal fillings that used to conduct that kind of pain. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, since they don't use metal fillings anymore, maybe that doesn't happen.
I don't want to find out.
Well, yeah. If someone doesn't have metal fillings and they have the other type of fillings, give it a whirl. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I'm not doing it either. But it just makes me think that if that phenomenon's not happening, mm-hmm. maybe that's why people think there's nothing in there to hurt their teeth.
I don't know, man. But as soon as you say something's a TikTok fad, I instantly think it's something of somebody doing something stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know many TikTok fads that are like harmless, it seems. Except for the one where it's like all of a sudden, like I saw Danny did the one where it's like you're dressed up looking serious and then something happens and all of a sudden you're dressed silly.
Yeah.
Or I've seen ones where girls are just wearing like their pajamas, no makeup, and they do like a move and then all of a sudden, sexy.
But that I'm okay with.
Sarah did one like that, actually. I think
Sarah's on TikTok?
I believe so. Or she did some. Oh, maybe not. I thought she did a wine one where like they handed off the wine. Maybe not.
She might have done it on one of the other ones, like Reels or.
I do like Reels.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the hell Reels is.
We told you about this. It's Instagram's, Instagram's attempt at. Doing TikTok.
It's okay. So it's Instatalk mm-hmm. is basically what it is.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I haven't used that either. Have I?
I don't know. Maybe I have.
Sarah puts the camera in front of me a lot every morning. I don't know what I'm using.
I just actually says, so let them do it. Let Darwin happen. That's the thing. Sometimes you do stupid things and you learn rather quickly you were an idiot. It's a valuable lesson in life.
It's life experience.
I like that. I like knowing where the idiots are right off the bat.
Someone says I have both metal and enamel fillings. It hurts like hell on both, according to Nick.
Ooh, okay. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick, for doing something for science.
Isn't that weird that enamel also is a conductor of that? I don't understand why.
Or if you guys already the metal ones in there. Metal, you know what I mean? Like, if he already has the other fillings in there that, in addition to the enamel ones, maybe they're still zinging him.
Yeah, I'd like someone to try it who only has enamel and then give us their report.
Yeah.
And that way we can know for sure.
Put it on TikTok.
Yeah, please, put it on TikTok. And, of course, we didn't ask you to do it because we don't endorse this kind
of
thing.
We could call it I'm Stupid and This Hurts Challenge.
That's pretty much TikTok, isn't it?
And Jackass.
I think that's where it all started.
They were professionals, weren't they?
Hi, this is Johnny Knoxville, and this is TikTok.
Yes, they were paid to do stupid stuff. So, yes, they were professionals.
They were professionals.
Johnny Knoxville, and this is TikTok.
I think really this
be
is
amazing.
What,
I'd watch that every day.
Would you really?
Straight up, yeah, I would. Right. Yeah. Okay. They're short form, so you can just see it and then move on with your day.
It's like 10 seconds. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, why hasn't Steve O? Maybe is Steve O on TikTok? It feels like that whole Jackass crew. It's made for them.
Well, Steve O's busy duct taping himself to a billboard in Los Angeles
to promote whatever he's doing. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Which should be like his new TikTok. Is it a channel? Do they call it a channel or is it a talker?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, you know, I'm have to look into that, BJ.
I'm really trying to figure out.
Open up the stupid TikTok again.
Yeah. Look it up. See what you call it. Is it? I don't know what they call it. Yeah. Well, while you're doing that, let me tell you about Thursday Night Football. Last night, the limited number of fans did something that definitely wouldn't be considered social distancing, and they got kicked out because of it. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Mercedes-Benz of Seattle for giving us the Migs Report. And it's the day of all days. I feel like we just celebrated this day, but I don't care. I'll celebrate it again. It's National Cheeseburger Day.
Yeah.
Oh, it was National Double Cheeseburger
Day.
Yeah, this
is just the singles.
Okay. So instead of getting the double Whopper with cheese, you just get a regular Whopper with cheese.
Yeah, you get two for $5, though.
If it wasn't a tasty burger, I would really call foul on this double and single cheeseburger, but it is a cheeseburger.
Right.
I mean, what do you want? Do you want to celebrate World Bamboo Day?
Ooh, I like bamboo.
Oh, I do too, nice. But I mean, they grow fast. It's great. But
oh, bamboo's a great tree. It's a great fence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's also National Concussion Awareness Day. So shout out to Conky from the Trailer Park Boys. I mean, I feel like National Cheeseburger Day is the best one to go with.
All right. But I love Conky, though.
Oh, Conky's the best.
Yeah.
Somebody did a little survey about like different comfort foods, and burgers was towards the top of the list at number two. What do you think is the number one comfort food when it comes to people just trying to like, you know, eat bad and feel good about it?
Ooh. Pasta.
Pasta.
Yeah.
Good call.
Well, mac and cheese has pasta in it, but that's number five. So you are
wrong.
Oh, I was going to say mac and cheese too. Okay.
Well, BJ, you are also then
wrong.
I know that. I said I was going to. I should get another guess.
Fine. You can have another guess. What is it, BJ?
Oh, comfort food?
Yes.
I am going to go with mac and cheese.
Wrong.
Ah, dang it.
All right. What about you, Rev?
French fries.
French fries, that's number four.
Nice.
Oh, that's only number four?
Yeah.
Should be higher.
All right, what do you think it is, Danny?
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Yeah. Ooh.
Fried chicken is at number 10.
Wrong. Oh,
man. Which is, I mean, shocking because, of course.
I like fried chicken.
Right? It's also shocking because I saved you for last because I figured you'd get it right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh yeah.
Dang it. Yeah, that was right.
See, I don't think of pizza as comfort food.
Well, people do.
Just what do you think it is?
Delicious?
Well, that's what comfort food is.
But yeah, but like chicken, I don't know.
You're having a rough day when you want to just crush a whole pie?
That's true, actually.
A pizza.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly, I mean, it is the ultimate, and I feel embarrassed I didn't guess pizza.
Number three is ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Then we got cookies at number seven.
Yeah,
potato chips are number six.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate at number eight.
Mm-hmm.
And then cereal at number nine.
Cereal, I don't really feel is comfort food.
That's just breakfast.
Oh, it's hella comforting after you're hungover after a long night.
All right, fair. Applejacks.
I got to give a shout out to J-Rubs.
What did he do?
He ordered a case of Utz. And you know Utz brand chips, don't you, Steve, from the Northeast?
No idea.
You never heard of UTZ Utz? I thought, you know, maybe it's a Maryland thing and not so, but I could have sworn it was also in New York, too.
I don't know. I'm not very familiar with that.
Oh, wow. Well, I saw it on Mad Men, so that's, I remember that whole brand. It's definitely an old school brand of chips, but they've got Utz crab flavored potato chips.
What?
And they're really good.
I think the guys in the men's room had them in the studio in the office one day because somebody mailed it to them. I think it is a Maryland thing.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Well, they're good. And J-Rubs immediately came up the stairs and said, "Hey, man, I just got a whole case of these."
That doesn't sound tasty.
Not at all.
Oh, it's good.
Well, yeah. I guess someone needs to bring them in so we can be the judge of that.
Yeah, you know, Sarah, maybe J-Rubs will give up a couple of bags so we can do a taste test.
All right, good. She's giving the big thumbs up.
Yeah, I didn't want to take him without his permission.
No, that would be wrong. That's very nice of you.
Since it's comfort food day, I thought I'd throw it out there.
Yeah, I'll kind of want to try him. Yesterday was Thursday Night Football. I don't know if you guys were watching.
It was
a battle between Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Really?
The Ohio showdown.
And people care because?
Because there was no other football to watch.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah.
So the Browns, they ended up beating the Cincinnati Bengals 35-30. Baker Mayfield looked pretty good last night. Had a big touchdown pass during the game. Joe Burrow, a lot of people were paying attention to because he was the number one pick and he's with the Bengals. Quarterback didn't do as well, obviously, as Baker Mayfield. But the big talk of the game, man, you got the social distancing going on. So at the game, they decide, you know what, we're going to allow a limited number of people to come to this game. It was in Cleveland, right?
Okay.
So the way they did it is kind of interesting. They have all the seats. They zip-tied the seats that they don't want anybody to sit in. That way you can't, like, move around and sit in different seats along those lines.
All right.
So they wanted to, you know, make sure everyone was socially distant from each other. Here's the problem. You've got the Cleveland fans. You've got the Cincinnati fans. Big rivalry. And it doesn't stop them from fighting. There was a big brawl during the game.
Are you
kidding?
Which
is just awesome.
What a bunch of morons.
Right? I mean, it's like, how does that even happen if you're distant from each other?
They have all that space to fight.
They have all that space to heckle each other, yeah.
Yep.
Well, congratulations. It's the first fan fight of the year.
Yeah, and I feel like look, people are losing their minds. So any opportunity to really vent to vent like that, that's what's going to happen.
They just wanted to punch somebody. Yeah, there's 6,000 fans there, which is about 10% of the capacity during that game. So that's what happened with that. A lot of weird stuff happening in the world of sports yesterday. One of them being during a Chicago Cubs game against the Cleveland Indians when a drone just landed on the field.
What?
I guess people want to watch the game. They can't go to the game, so they send their drone there.
Oh, that makes sense.
They actually had to have a delay of game because of a drone. It was right in the middle of, like, right around center field. I think one of the players just ran up with a bat and just smashed the thing.
Wow. That's so weird because in Chicago, you can really watch from buildings and everything. Like, that's what they're known for is people can watch from the surrounding buildings at Wrigley.
I wonder if there was, like, somebody in those seats that, like, sit in the apartment complexes, like, that are right by Wrigley Field and they have, like, the bleachers up above. I wonder if it was somebody there that was just drunk. It's like, I'll go get my drone. We'll fly it in there.
I think you're absolutely right.
It was a 7-minute delay because of this stupid drone.
Yeah.
Mariners need a drone to delay their games.
Oh,
jeez.
Is it happening?
Well, they were winning, and the next thing you know, they lose the game to San Francisco, 6-4. They're now 3 games back from second place in the AL West.
That's not looking good.
No, that's not good. They play San Diego tonight, so hopefully they crush them. That'd be nice. Sounders are going to be playing tonight against LA Football Club. Woo! That's at home, so, you know, suck on some oxygen, boys. Because, you know, it's the air and stuff. But
I am surprised they're playing. I really, the air quality is not going to be good. Why are they doing that?
Because Brad Smith is back.
Yeah. Oh, that's why. Oh, okay.
And they're not going to stop because now they got Brad back on the team, which is a big deal, right, Danny?
Oh, yeah. I'm super stoked about it. We needed a good
defender. He was on loan?
Yeah, he was on loan to like a European team. And so now he's back.
I don't understand that either. How do you have a star player when you're in a season just be like, I'm going to be loaned out?
He's been on loan for months.
Yeah, for almost the entire season.
And that's what I don't get.
You're really good. You shouldn't play with us. Go play with a better team.
Well, his contract was up here, so he left, went to do a different one, and then they brought him back.
Oh, okay. So his contract was up.
Yeah.
Okay, because on loan sounds like he's still with us and we're just letting him have him.
Yeah, that's what from what I understand anyway.
Well, in Little League, I was on loan a lot of times when the other team didn't have enough players.
Really? I thought you were alone when you were playing Little League. Just they put you as far away as they could for everybody.
I was the guy when the other team didn't have enough players. They're like, yeah. Let's give him our worst player. Steve.
Here's Steve.
You're playing with the Dodgers today.
Oh, and you're like, is there a worse feeling in the world to know that your team just gave you up like that?
It sucked, but I'm going to tell you something that was awesome about it as a quick aside, because it was the greatest moment of my entire Little League life. It was one of the times where I felt like I was like finally fitting in with this team. Actually, it turns out now he's my brother's father-in-law, the coach, and he's just like, look, Steve, you're going to have to go play with the Dodgers. We were the Yankees, right? And I'm like, I was so mad because I'm the catcher, and I'm like, all right, fine. So now I'm going to be the catcher for the Dodgers. Mind you, I'm a terrible hitter. I'm a terrible Little Leaguer. That game, I had a double, a triple, and I got somebody out at home plate.
Wow. That must mean your team, your Yankee team was not good.
I was also pissed.
Oh.
It was a combo platter of our team not being all that great at that time, I guess. Maybe people taking me lightly, like the pitcher, who was his son.
Oh.
Oh, man, dude, I had such a chip on my shoulder. But after the game, oh, man, he was so mad at me. Because I beat them. Like, I helped. Like, the Dodgers were like, can we keep him? And he's like, no.
Like, how about that? That'll show him to just give you up like that.
But then I went back to sucking again.
See, they got to piss you off. That's the key. That was the ingredient.
Keep me on the Dodgers.
Yeah.
That was a great moment.
That's so that's the motivator to piss you off.
That was my only moment in Little League where I felt like I actually was worth a damn.
Isn't that fascinating?
It was weird.
It's weird because that's like you've never said you've had any success in Little League at all.
BJ had zero success in Little League.
Yeah.
That was the only bright spot in like the 6 years of playing Little League for me.
Wow.
That's awesome. When I helped another team beat my team. I mean, I helped my team lose when I was on the team.
Well, that's
a
poetic.
Whole other level,
that
though.
That is poetic.
It was so great. It was like out of a movie.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of movie, a bad one, but still, it was pretty awesome. NHL Stanley Cup Finals are now set because the Lightning beat the New York Islanders 2-1 in overtime.
Oh,
winning that
man.
Series 4-2, so unfortunately, Matt Barzal.
The Lightning seem to be the king of overtime. They had a lot of overtime victories in the playoffs.
So now they're going to be taking on the Dallas Stars in the Stanley Cup Finals. That's right, Dallas and Tampa Bay in the Stanley Cup Finals. It starts tomorrow. I'm rooting for the Dallas Stars. Reason why? Anton Khudobin, who is their goalie, he was their backup. Their main goalie, Ben Bishop, got injured. So he stepped in during the playoffs and has been like pretty much unstoppable. And he's a lot of people say he's the stereotypical beer league goalie. He just looks disheveled all the time. He's not really in all that great a shape. Loves eating crawfish after games. Like, he's just like a party guy. And I also love after they beat the Vegas Golden Knights to go into the Stanley Cup Finals. You know, a lot of teams do this in sports where, like, in the locker room, they'll make somebody the player of the game or the player of the series, and they give them a ceremonial, like, helmet or jersey or jacket. Well, with the Dallas Stars, it's like a chain and a pendant that has the Dallas Stars logo on it. So they give it to Anton, and his big speech to the team is just priceless.
I gotta give it to the f***ing Russian machine. We're not going home!
Right, we're not going home, BJ.
Anton, that's a man of many words.
I love how I almost hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
Like, what's he going to say? What's he going to say? We're not going home!
Oh, that's awesome.
So that all starts tomorrow. Seahawks are playing Sunday night football against the Cam Newton-led New England Patriots.
So bizarre.
Yes. I cannot wait.
It's bizarre.
Joe on Monday, as he's sad because the Seahawks beat them.
Yeah, it's so bizarre because we face Cam Newton, and it's weird. Just, you know, I was seeing him last week in a Patriot uniform. It's just so weird, like somebody else's quarterback, and but it's somebody we know.
Yeah. Oh no, it's a guy that they've played against many times in the regular season. So it should be a fun one. Sunday night again. They can watch that with the NBC, and that's at home. But of course, you can't go.
Oh, you mean we can't have a fight in the stands like Cleveland?
No, I mean, I guess we could just like tweet mean things to each other.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. Today we're gonna have a high of 66 degrees. Still, the weather is unhealthy, and that's the major report. And that's what's up.
That is what's up.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Several celebrities took part in a table read of Fast Times at Ridgemont High last night on Facebook Live. Table reads are becoming a real popular thing since, you know, actors aren't really doing a whole lot with Corona. And a table read is usually like the pre sort of, let's just get used to the script. Let's get used to what's going on.
The flow.
Yeah, a lot of movies and television shows will do this at some point before they start actually filming episodes or the movie. They'll do table reads. And it's become popular to see actually people do it rather than actually do the show itself.
Oh, this is cool. So yeah, I have them like all via like a Zoom kind of a thing, and they just get a whole bunch of different random celebrities to read iconic moments in films. So they had Dane Cook was a part of this, John Legend, Ray Liotta, Sean Penn,
Morgan Freeman, look at that,
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, that's fun.
Oh, Shia LaBeouf.
Oh man.
Matthew McConaughey.
And of course, Fast Times at Ridgemont High had a very iconic scene with Phoebe Cates and Judge Reinhold.
And the best part about this is, you know, who they had playing that, because it's like the part where Judge is like taking care of himself while
taking
watching
care of
Phoebe
some business, and she walks in. Well, yeah.
Oh, it's a classic moment. But they had two people who are divorced do the lines for that.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt.
How great is that?
Which, you know, it's great because, you know, at some point she's seen him do a Judge Reinhold.
Oh, we think.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine at some point she saw Judge as Reinhold. It's, you know, Brad's Pitt.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So it's funny.
No, but I didn't know if, like, if she ever saw him going,
himself. That I don't know. That I have no idea.
We should ask her next time we talk to her.
Yeah, that's a great question for both of them. So Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, actually doing a table read of that famous scene with Phoebe Cates and walking in on Judge Reinhold during Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
With Morgan Freeman doing the narration.
Hey, Brad, you have a cute...
The daydream evaporates and we see a real life again with an interior Brad bathroom angle on Linda's face. In the doorway of Brad's bathroom as she watches the sight before her. Angle on Brad, trying to cover himself and act nonchalant and keep his back turned at the same time. The words barely escape his mouth.
Wait just a minute.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I did not know anybody was in here.
Linda turns, goes immediately as if she wants to forget what she just saw as quickly as possible. She closes the door behind her.
Doesn't anybody knock anymore?
And that brings us to our second break.
Wow. It's amazing that they make a lot of money as actors.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah.
They all sounded like they never acted before in their life.
Yeah, it really was. Boy, yeah. Morgan Freeman, they do a lot to have. He must have a lot of takes. There's a lot of takes. And doing something live is very different than doing multiple takes. And there are actors that are really good at live performance, and there are actors that need multiple takes in order to have the editor make them look better.
When we were doing our live happy hours a while back on Facebook, BJ did a better acting job than he did on that.
Thank you.
Just
going to put that out there if you want to go check those out.
There was like zero effort in that. Yeah, I'm very much not impressed.
And is something going on with Morgan Freeman that I don't know about?
I think it's false teeth.
Okay, because it sounded like maybe he was like sipping on some whiskey, maybe. Probably. I don't mean to be rude, but like, didn't it almost sound like he was slurring a little bit?
Well, that's why. I mean, people that have new teeth, that's what they sound like when they're older and they get new teeth. Though, you now can get implants, and so if it's like that used to be denture talk. That's what I used to call it, or
like
at least
the veneers
or new teeth talk. It could be the new veneer talk too. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he's got some brand new teeth.
Oh, that's what it is then. Boy, that's the thing then.
Yeah. It's interesting because I never really remember looking at Morgan Freeman being like, man, that guy needs some new teeth.
No, I don't remember that. But see,
everybody's got their own insecurities, I'd imagine.
I think in Hollywood now, Steve, you've got to have the whitest of whites no matter what. And look, I've got decent teeth. I go to the dentist all the time and the dentist tells me, dude, your teeth are in great shape. I've never smoked. I do drink coffee. And, you know.
Oh, yeah? I mean,
I guess he did that. I've never early adjustments.
Yeah, I never once paid attention to my teeth, but now hearing that, I got to look at his teeth.
Yeah, his teeth, I guess, weren't perfect after all, so he got new teeth.
Somebody says Shia LaBeouf was a complete S-show at Spicoli. Of course they had Shia play Spicoli.
Oh, yeah.
It's either him or McConaughey.
Yeah. All right. That would have been interesting. Yeah, that's... That's not the greatest acting, I hate to say it. I'm with Danny on this one. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
What is the name of the main dragon in the animated movie How to Train Your Dragon?
Puff.
No.
Angry.
No.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Lilo.
No.
I don't know. It should be Puff the Angry Dragon. That's my new song right there.
I've watched that movie.
Oh, dear. The correct answer, of course, was Toothless. You want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.